RoboMotion by Linda Zajac is a fun and accessible look at biomimicry for grades K to 3. As you may know, biomimicry involves creating a thing that mimics something in nature. And in this photo book, readers are introduced to robots designed to mimic animals. The presentation is really cool and kid-friendly with lots of familiar animals, including a hummingbird, a cheetah, bees, a crab, an octopus, and more. BackMatter provides more information about biomimicry as well as suggestions for further reading. Night Becomes Day is a lovely lyrical book by Cynthia Argentine for grades K to 3. It poetically explores change in nature, from small change, like a wave washing away a footprint in the sand, to big change, like a river carving a canyon. Eye-catching photos depict each type of change. Other examples include cloud formation and cave formation and plant growth, from the quick growth of a pumpkin vine to the gradual growth of a mighty oak tree. BackMatter elaborates on the ideas in the main text, bringing in concepts from multiple scientific disciplines, including geology, botany, biology, and chemistry. Who is a Scientist is a fabulous book by Laura Gale that introduces readers to a diverse group of scientists. Laura is the author of numerous picture books, but she also has a PhD in neuroscience. She connected with 14 different scientists, including an entomologist, an astronomer, an engineer, and a paleontologist, to create this book. She presents each scientist on a spread that includes both their scientific work and their hobbies. So we find out that Isha is a meteorologist who loves to dance, play volleyball, and eat chocolate. Each scientist worked with a professional photographer to get photos of them at work and at play for the book. Additionally, a QR code at the end of the book brings readers to a video in which the scientists all introduce themselves. The BackMatter includes a flowchart to help readers figure out what area of science they might be interested in, and a pronunciation guide for all the scientists' names. Tracking Tortoises by Kate Messner brings readers to the Galapagos Islands with Kate and her son, photographer Jake Messner. Galapagos giant tortoises are fascinating creatures, and they're also endangered. To piece together the full story of the tortoises, Kate brings in geology, explaining how these volcanic islands formed from a hotspot under the ocean, and evolutionary history, explaining how animals got to these remote islands and adapted to thrive in this unique environment. Readers meet some of the researchers working to protect the giant tortoises and follow along as they track old friends and take a new tortoise being added to the study. Kate concludes with an author's note that includes a fascinating revelation, that as much as Kate enjoyed her visit to the Galapagos Islands, she has no plans to visit again because it's such a fragile ecosystem, and she feels that the best way to protect it is not to return. BackMatter includes a timeline, glossary, source notes, further reading and websites, and an index. The book also includes QR codes that lead to videos that Kate took during her trip, showing the landscape of the Galapagos Islands, as well as the work the researchers are doing. My favorite video is definitely the one that shows a giant tortoise making a Darth Vader-like hiss as it pulls its head into its shell. We are simultaneously releasing a Spanish translation of the book in both hardcover and paperback. QR codes in these editions lead to Spanish language web pages with Spanish captions for the videos. Animals to the Rescue is a heartwarming book from Sandra Markle. Each chapter introduces us to the story of an animal who did something heroic to save a person or another animal. For instance, the cover features an elephant who helped clear the debris after the destruction of the tsunami that hit Banda Aceh, Indonesia in 2004. Other stories include a humpback whale who protected a scientist from a shark, a lamb who became best friends with an orphan baby rhinoceros, and a rescue dog who found a skier trapped in an avalanche. As always with Sandra Markle's books, there are eye-catching photos and primary source quotations from the various people involved in these rescue stories. BackMatter includes an author's note, glossary, further reading, and an index. From the Tops of the Trees is a beautiful new nonfiction picture book by Cao Kalia Yang that takes place when Kalia was a young child living at the Ban Vinai refugee camp in Thailand. Life in a refugee camp isn't always easy, but Kalia and her cousins find ways to play, racing with chickens and riding a beloved pet dog. One day, however, Kalia asked her father, "Is all of the world a refugee camp?" At first, her father had no answers for her. But on the following day, Kalia's mother dresses her in her best clothes, and her father tells her to hold on tight as he climbs with her to the top of the tallest tree in camp. From there, they can see past the fences that confine them and into the world beyond. Cao Kalia Yang's sensitive prose and Rachel Wada's evocative illustrations bring to life this tender, true story of the love between a father and a daughter. At the end of the book is an author's note accompanied by a remarkable photo of young Kalia and her father taken at the top of the tree on that memorable day. Night Creatures is a wonderfully lyrical look at animals that are active at night from Rebecca Hirsch, the author of Plants Can't Sit Still. The evocative art by Sonia Positini shows a black mother and child camping out in their backyard and observing from a safe distance the many creatures around them, from fireflies to bats to a bobcat chasing a rabbit. Back Matter discusses nocturnal, diurnal, and crepuscular creatures and includes further information about each of the featured animals. A Peek at Beaks is a playful new book from Sarah Levine, author of the books Bone by Bone, Tooth by Tooth, and many others. Sarah also happens to be a great fan of birds, and in this book, she explores the many ways that bird beaks resemble tools. Using a guessing game format, she asks readers to imagine, for instance, which bird beak resembles a straw. And after the page turn, we see that the answer is a hummingbird. Using collage art, illustrator Kate Slater brings the various birds to life beautifully. And Back Matter includes a note about evolution to help explain why it is that birds have such a wide variety of beak shapes. How to Make a Book About My Dog is a fantastic new nonfiction picture book by Chris Barton. As librarian and blogger Betsy Bird once said, Chris Barton has specialized in the unspecializable. This book answers the two questions Chris is most often asked at school visits. One, how do you make a book? Two, when are you going to make a book about your dog? Chris answers both of these questions in a delightful way, taking a meta approach and talking readers through the process of making a hypothetical book about his real-life dog, Ernie. What I love about this book is that it brings together factual information about the bookmaking process with fun little asides about Ernie. Chris discusses research, writing, rewriting, acquisition, and working with the whole team at a publishing company to bring a book to life. Illustrations by Sarah Horn bring lots of energy to the story, making this a fun and informative read. Back Matter includes research tips from Chris that apply to school projects just as much as they apply to making a book. And there's also a timeline of how this book was made that begins 8 years and 2 months before publication, when Chris first adopted Ernie, includes a research trip Chris made to the offices of Lerner Publishing Group 2 years and 3 months before publication, where he also met Percy, the dog belonging to publisher Adam Lerner, and it concludes with publication day. Monkey with a Tool Belt and the Craftiest Christmas Ever is a delight of a book. We published Chris Monroe's original Monkey with a Tool Belt in 2008, and Chris is just as enthusiastic as ever about Chico Bon Bon and his friends. The show Chico Bon Bon, Monkey with a Tool Belt launched on Netflix last year, bringing new fans to the books as well. In this latest installment, Christmas is coming and Chico is so busy planning a party and helping various woodland creatures prepare for the big day that he nearly forgets about gifts. Fortunately, he and Clark come across a pile of junk in the woods, which Chico brings back to his workshop by sled, and he's then able to use his trusty tools to turn that junk into wonderful gifts. The book culminates with a spectacular party at Chico's treehouse with lots of fun for all. Hair Story by Nonika Ramos is a wonderful intersectional look at hair and how it connect us to our history and to our future. The book, written in rhythmic verse that incorporates Spanish phrases, follows a non-Black Boricua girl named Preciosa and a Black girl named Drudine as they are born with lush crowns of brown curls and grow into girls with hair that refuses to be straightened or tamed. The book culminates in a playdate in which the two girls play hair salon and their moms do each other's hair, followed by a stroll around the barrio in which they encounter a mural celebrating Black and Latinx figures known both for their accomplishments and for their amazing hair. Vibrant collage art by Keisha Morris incorporates lots of texture and color throughout. In the back matter, Nonika and Keisha share their own hair stories, and there are also bios of all the figures depicted in the mural and a glossary with pronunciations for the Spanish words and other key phrases from the text.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.